We're about 15 lines down, 10 lines down from the top. We had the Hekesh of all the Zvachim, and now we want to know why the Torah had to write both Mincha and Chatos with regard to the Pasuk in Vayikra Vav. The Torah had to repeat this halacha, Mincha and Chatos, that in both cases, if the kachim comes in contact binigia with some other food, then that food gets the din of that carbon, of that mincha, of that chatos. The iashmin and mincha, if the Torah had only told me this din with regard to a carbon mincha, we would have said it's specific and limited to carbon mincha. The idi derachicha mibala. Since the mincha is soft, therefore, there's more of a chance of blia that the basar that touches this mincha will absorb the taste of the mincha. Aval, but in the case of chatos, in the case of basar chatos, that which touches basar chatos, emolo, I would think that there's no requirement of yigdash, no aloch of yigdash, because the tam of the chatos is not nivla, it doesn't penetrate into the basar, because we're talking about a solid substance that has no softness to it. And therefore the basar that came in contact with the chatos in this avamina would not have the dinim of the chatos. The yashmin and chatos, we only had the pasuk by chatos, we would have said mishum de karir avol mincha emalo. In the case of basar, chatos, the Torah set up this halacha of negia of belia, because the basar is aveh, it's got a certain kind of fattiness to it, and because of the fat substance, it's very easy to transfer the tam, and the tam of this fatty basar permeates into the other basar. Avol mincha, where there's no fattiness, we would think that this din of nogea bayikdash does not apply. Tzricha, we need both psukim. Now the Gemara wants to add another derivation from the Hekesh to Chatos. The Pasuk says, V'zos ha-Torah Chatos. Ma Chatos eino ba ela min ha-chulin. In other words, if you have mos, then it depends. If the mos are chulin, you could use those mos to purchase a carbon chatos. If those mos are mos meiser sheni, then you cannot use mos meiser sheni to buy chatos. You can buy chulin, but not chatos. And the Gemara is going to explain that soon. So that paradigm halacha that you cannot buy a carbon with money that's mos meiser sheni, that's derived from a hekesh to chatos. Number two, ubayom, that we can only be makriv a carbon chatos during the daylight hours, but not at night. And this is derived from one of the paradigmic cases of chatos, that's the parashal Yom HaKippurim, where the Torah says, Bayom hazeh yechaper aleichem. So to all karbonos, the akrov has to be by day and not by night. There'll be akhtar simurim by night, but not the akrovas hakarbon. Ubiyodo yimonis, the avodah, the kohen, with regard to chatos, has to be done with his right hand and not his left hand. And again, this din is going to be derived from chatos to all the karbonos. Is af kol, in all the cases of karbonos, ein boil min achulin, you cannot purchase a karbon with mos meiser sheni, bayom, it's got to be during the day, the avodas hakarbon, and biyodo hayimonis. V'chatos minolin, how do we know that chatos cannot be purchased with mos meiser sheni? Om Rav Chisda, Om Akra, the Pasuk says in the parasha of karbonos of Yom HaKippurim, v'ekriv aron es para chatos asher lo. Lo means mishalo, it's got to be his. V'lo mishal tzibur, v'lo mishal maser sheni. In other words, maser sheni is not completely your mammon, although Again, we don't paskin like Rav Meir. Well, maybe we do paskin like Rav Meir. The Ram paskin like Rav Meir that Maisa Shein is Mamon Gavoa. But even according to the Chachamim, it's not completely your Mamon because you're not allowed to have Ishtamshus with it. And to use it to buy a carbon, that we exclude. Now, what's this case of Mishel Tzibur? So that means most of the Trumas HaLishka, Rashi says. So we don't use the mos of Trumas HaLishka to buy a carbon yachid. That's designated exclusively for a carbon tzibur. Now the Gemara raises the following question. The Braisa tells us that Hakrov has to be biyom, the Avod has to be biyad yamin, and that's derived in all karbonos from the Hekesh to Chatos. So the Gemara asks, Bayom, this requirement of karbonos bayom, is that derived in fact from carbon Chatos? May biyom tzava also nafka. We could derive it from a pasuk in Vayikra Zion, where the Torah says in the parash at the end of parashas Karbonos, it says biyom tzava also, and it's got to be biyom. Is kedi nazba? The Gemara answers that any chinami. The Tana throws in here the requirement of biyom as if to say we derive it from Chatos, but in fact we don't need to derive from Chatos. We have the pasuk Yom Tzavoso, that's called Kedid Nazba. Let's just mention Lilo Tzorach, as we say. Now the Gemara asks, Biyodo Hayamonis, is this derived from a Hekesh to Chatos? Midrabba Bar Bachana Nafka, the Yom Rabba Barachana, we have another source for this, Yom Reish Lokesh called Mokom Shenemar Etzba. Like, for example, the Torah says, Vayikra Dalet V'lakach HaKohen Midoma Be'etzba'o, or Kahuna, or if the Torah uses the word Kahuna, like, for example, HaKohen or HaKohanim, is Eino Ela B'yamin. So the words here of Etzba or Kahuna indicate that you need Yamin, and that's derived from Mitzora, the case of Mitzora Oni, where it says Etzba, and it says Kahuna, V'toval ha-kohen es etzbo ha-yimonis. Explicitly the Torah says yimin. And there it says both etzba and kahuna. So wherever it says etzba and kahuna, we know it means yimin. Is eino ela yimin. And the Gemara now assumes that the word etzba or kohen applies or appears in all korbonos. So we know that the avod has to be done biyad yamin. We don't need a hekesh from chatos. And more answers kedid naz. But once again, the requirement of yad yamin is not really derived from chatos. The author of the Raisa puts it in here because we have to know the din, so to speak. But it's kedid naz b'lo tzorich. Iboy seima. I can give you another answer to your question. Sovrala kirabi shimon di omer. This Rabbi Shimon that we had back on Chavdal and Amid Beis. That whenever it says the Torah, whenever it says in the Torah etzba, lo boy kahuna. In other words, even if it doesn't say the word kohen, just if you have the word etzba, it means that you require yamin. However, kahuna, if it only says the word kahuna and it doesn't say the word etzba, is boy etzba. If it doesn't say etzba, then you don't need yamin. So there are many karbonos in which we'll find the word kahuna, but we don't find the word etzba. And therefore we need the Hekesh to Chatos. In Chatos it says Etzba and Kahuna. It says V'lokacha kohen midama chatos be'etzba'o. That becomes a paradigm for all Korbanos, even those Korbanos who, according to Rav Shimon, would not in and of themselves be derived, the Yamin would be required, because it only says Etzba. I'm sorry, it only says Kahuna, it doesn't say Etzba. And that's what we're going to derive from Chatos. What do we derive from the Hekesh? Vizos HaTorah Asham. Ma Asham Atzmosav Mutarim. Afkol Atzmosav Mutarim. In the case of the carbon Asham, after that Krova, he's allowed to take the Atzmos, the bones, and do whatever he wants with it. So too in the case of Ola, even though the Ola is Kolil, it's completely burnt on the Mizbeach, but the Atzmos are Mutar. Now, why are the atzamos of an asham mutter? Why is that the paradigm here? So Rashi quotes Rabosov that basar asham is nechal lekohenim and has a mitzvah strafer because of nosar, and none of this is shayach in atzamos. There's no achilas kohanim. Nosar is only applicable to something that's a dovra nechal, as the pasuk says in Vayikra Zayin, Vanosar mibsar pesach. Is that called nosar? Mibsar pesach means the edible part, but not atzamos. Rashi, although he quotes his rabosav, he has a difficulty with this pshat, because if that be the case, why did the Torah, why did the Gemara have to learn Ola from Osham in the case of Chatos? Even in the case of Chatos, the Atzamos are Mutaros. So why don't we learn, why don't we derive Ola from Chatos? Why do you have to derive Ola from Osham? Tosus offers an answer that we don't want to learn the din from Chatos because the Hekesh to Chatos was already used for another din. We didn't have any, shall we say, purpose for the Hekesh to Osham, and let's use Osham to teach us the Halach of Atzamos. Rashi quotes another pshat that in Osham in Vayikra Zayin it says La Kohen Lo Yiyeh, and the words Lo Yiyeh are superfluous, and from that, from those words we're going to derive through a drasha that Atzamos Mutar. Rav now has a suffek with regard to Dam Chatos that was sprinkled onto a beged, and it was also sprinkled onto a beged that doesn't require kibus. So first we'll get the pshitali. First Rav is going to clear the way for the suffek by telling you which case is clear, crystal clear and certain. Pshitali, what I know for sure, and here we turn to Daf Tzadiches Amid Beis, that Dam Chatos Lamata, that if Dam Chatos falls on the beged, and then Vidam Ola Mala, and then some Dam from the Ola falls on the same Kesem, so Lamata it means on the beged first, and that stains the beged, that's called Dam Chatos Lamata. And then on top of that, Dam Ola fell on top of that Kesem. Now the Halach of Kibus is generated exclusively by Dam Chatos, not by Dam Ola. Says Rava, in this case, definitely, undoubtedly, Ton Kibus, because Dam Chatos came in contact with the Beged, and it was absorbed in the Beged. The fact that Dam Ola fell on top of it is irrelevant. But boy, Rava, here's the case where Rava has a doubt. What happens if Dam Ola Lamata, the first Dam that fell was Dam Ola, and then Dam Chatos Lamala, Dam Chatos fell on that same Kesem, on that same state, Mau. Does this beged require kibus or not? What are the two tzadim of the suffek? Should we say that the reason why the Torah requires kibus in a beged shenitas alav, Dam Chatos Mishum no Geahu, because it has a negiah in the beged, v'ha nogeah, and in this case where the Dam Chatos fell on top of the Dam Ola, it did have contact, it did have a negiah of a beged, and therefore you would be chayav kibus. O Dilma, shall we say no, that the reason why you need kibus in Dam Chatos is because mishum boluahu, because it gets absorbed into the beged, but ha, in this case lo balua, because it's balua from Dam Ola, and there's no room for the in that stain, in that mokum, for the beged to be bolea, although there was an egiya, but not a blia of Dam Chatos, and therefore it doesn't require kibus. Hoder Pashta, Rava came to a conclusion, the ein ton kibus, the reason is because chovas kibus depends upon Dam Bolua, and in this case, the Dam Bolua was Dam Ola, rather than Dam Chatos. Again, the Mepharshim say you'll still have to be gorer, the Dam Chatos, from on top of the beged, and we've seen such an idea in the case of kliyets, which did not require kibus. They don't lend themselves to kibus, but if Dam Chatos falls on a kliyets, you require greira, you have to scrape it off. Here the same thing applies. It's interesting that Rava doesn't give us a clue as to, after his suffix, how or why he came to a definite conclusion. Obviously it's misvara. And the svara is that if there's a chiv kibus because of negiah, why does the Torah require kibus? Why not greira? Apparently, if the Torah requires kibus, it's because of belia. At this point, the Gemara wants to clarify the din of a beged shenitma. So if the beged was mekabel tum, it needs what's called tvila. And let's say after the tefillah or before the tefillah, he finds that there's lichluch, there's some dirt on the beged, is that a chatzitza? And it undermines and disqualifies the tefillah. Because the din that anything that needs tefillah, if there's a chatzitza, usually when we talk about chatzitza, we talk about rubo, hamakpid. There are two strikes against you that makes this chatzitza into a chatzitza. Number one, it's almost all pervasive. And number two, he doesn't want that chatzitza. He wants to get rid of it. That's called a chatzitza doraisa. If on the other hand, it's rubo, the eno makvid, then he has to remove the chatzitza midrabanan. If there's only a chatzitza on miut, but he is makvid on that, then if he's then he requires to remove the chatzitza. So one of those two conditions, either rubo or makpid, would set up a chatzitza derabbanan. But if he doesn't have neither rubo nor makpid, in the absence of both those conditions, then there's no chatzitza at all, not even midrabbanan. So once again, Rava's going to have a suffix about this, and first he clarifies what we are certain about. Amar Rava, pshitali, what I don't doubt is that dam al bigdo, if he has a beged that became tamei and needs tvila, and then he finds that this dam on the beged is chotzeitz, for sure he's going to have to clean off the beged before tvila. V'im tabachu, if he's a butcher and he's always osek bedamim, the blood flying all over the place, but he's not makpin on dam on his beged because his beged is always stained with dam, is eino chotzeitz. Why? Because if he's not makbid, if he's not choshish for chatzitza, then in such a case with just stains, he doesn't have to remove them. And since the tabuch, this butcher, is not makbid on the dam, therefore it's not a chatzitza. That's undeniable. Now, there's a comment here in the name of the Nesivos HaKodesh, and he claims that the case, not the way I thought about it, is a case where the chatzitza was berubo, meaning that if he would have been makbid, then it would have been a chatzitza doraisa. But since he's not makbid, it's not a chatzitza even mirabonon. Now, we were of the opinion that if there's a chatzitza rubo, then even if he's not makbid, then he still would, mirabanan, have to remove the chatzitza. That's not the impression you get from the Nesivos HaKodesh. Just putting it out there, this Nesivos HaKodesh, he's talking about rubo, and it's not a chatzitza because he's not makbid. We assume that if it's rubo, even if he's not makbid, it's a chatzitza at least mirabanan. Now there's another case of chatzitza, and that's called revav, which is some sort of a greasy substance, al bigdo. So he has a beged shenitma and it's got grease on it, is chotzeitz. That is a chatzitza. And that means that people are makpid that there shouldn't be greasy stains on their begadim. But if he's a mocher and he sells these items, so he's always constantly in contact with his begadim, that's a professional situation of his, so he's not makpid. So these ksamim of shuman are on his beged, he's not makpid, eino chotzeitz. And that case is just an extension of what we saw before by the tabach, who's not makpid on dam. Boy, Rava, here, now we get to the safek of Rava. And here's a case where he has on his beged two different types of chatzitzos. Dam urevav al bigdo. He has both dam and these shuman, these fatty, greasy substances. Mahu. Should we say that together, when you have A plus B, they join forces and they generate a chatzitza? So now the question is, who are we talking about? Im tabachu, if he's a butcher. So Enochinam, he's not makpid on the dam, but typically mishum revav, he's certainly makpid on grease on his beg. V'mocher, if he's a seller of revav, then typically mishum dam, but he doesn't want dam on his beg. Lo tzricha di ovid havaha. We have someone who's ambidextrous. He's both a butcher and a seller of this kind of grease. Is achad alo kapit. Certainly, if you would isolate any one of these two, he would not be makpid. But Atarte, perhaps, says Rava, he's makpid when you have both of them. And again, an Adam Ragil would certainly be makpid on either one of them. This guy is Ragil to both of them, both of these kinds of stains, but nevertheless it's sort of a gnai if he shows up with both stains on his beged. So possibly, says Ravi's makpid. And therefore Rava says, Atarti makpid, kapid. O Dilma, perhaps, just as he's not makpid on this one or that one, is Atarti namilo makpid. He's not embarrassed to have both of them on his beged. He's Ragil Shneim, and therefore it's not a chatzitza. And the Gemara comes to the conclusion, Teku, and Hadron Alecha Perik Dam Chatas. So now we'll start the Mishnah of Tful Yom here on Daf Tzariches Amid Beis. The subject of this Perek, the 12th Perek, is the part of the Basar of Kodshim which is eaten by the Kohanim, and the Oros of Kodshi Kodshim which are given to the Kohanim, and the din of Purim and Seirim and Nisrafim. Our Mishnah is going to talk about which Kohen has the rights to eat the Basar, the Chelek HaBasar of Kodshim, and which Kohanim do not have rights. So the Mishnah says that Kohen Tful Yom, in other words, he was in the mikvah already at the end of his day of Tumah, but he didn't have what's called Harif Shemesh, the sun has not yet set, so he's allowed to be Tovel, and he's Metayer himself. However, as long as he hasn't gotten to the point, the moment of nightfall, then his Tara is incomplete. He's still Mechusa Tara. And he's considered a Tomei for certain specific dinim. For example, he's not allowed to eat Maiser Sheni, he's not allowed to eat Trumi, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim. On the other hand, he's from the time that he was Tovel, he's allowed to eat Maiser. But Truma and Kodshim, he's not allowed to eat. After Erev Shemesh, he's allowed to eat even Truma and Kodshim. So he's still in the state of Tumah, as far as Kodshim are concerned, and his Tara will depend upon a process that has to be completed with Havas HaKorban after Harif Shemesh. So in his state of Tumah, because there's still a vestige of Tumah, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim until he brings his karbonos, then he becomes Tar Lagamre, and he's Mutter even B'Kodshim. All this is the beginning of Masechta Kelim, and also in the 14th parak of Negoim. Mechusa Kippurim, let's take a Zav or a Mitzora. They went through the entire purification process, but they haven't yet brought their karbonos. That's called Mechusa Kapara. And they're not yet allowed to eat Kodshim. Is such a Kohen who's a Mechusa Kapara is Einon Cholkim. He cannot receive a Chelek of Kodshim, even though again after nightfall he will be Tar Lagamre, but we can't give it to him today Al Manas for the purpose of his eating it tomorrow. It's only after he's actually befall completed his process of Tara, he's then Roy Lachila, then he has rights to receive part of the Kodshim. Let's just review that there are four categories of Mechusar Kapara, Zav, Zava, Yoledes, and Mitzora. Each one of them, even after Tahara, and even after Tvila, and even after Erev Shemesh, the Gemara Tahara is suspended until they bring their Karbonos, and they can no longer, and they cannot yet, as I said before, eat Kodshim. The Gemara later on, Adaf Tzadi Tes, is going to point out that the Mishnah says, La Erev, for the case of Tful Yom, who's Mutav Achilas Kodshim after Tzeis HaKochav. In the case of Mechusa Kapara, that's not so. He's going to have to wait till he brings his Karbonos, and then, Midrabbanan, at least he's going to need another Tvila, and then he's going to be Mutav Echol B'Kodshim. So the issue with regard to Mechusa Kapara is not Harif Shimsho, because in fact he doesn't need Harif Shimsho for that Tvila, but it's dependent upon his bringing Karbonos. Now the Mishnah addresses the case of an Oni, a person who lost Nevach, one of his close relatives, and he's chayv in Avelus, and he's not allowed to eat Kodesh. Which of his relatives? It's Aviv, Imo, Bino, Bito, Achav, Achoso, and Ishto. And this is all clarified in Masechet Moed Katan Daf Chav. The Ram doesn't have Ishto, because the Ram holds that Ishto is only Midivrei Sofrim. But on a Doraisa level, Aninus, on the day of Misa, is Doraisa. Midrabanan Aninus continues until Kvura. In the night following Yom HaMisa, he's an Onen, on Yom HaMisa. So in other words, the Aninus is not terminated by Kvuras HaMes, on the Yom HaMisa. There is a Machlokas Tanoim, whether that din is Doraisa or Drabanan. Now, an Onin is not Tomei. The Chachamim consider him as if for Karbanos, he needs Tvila. And after his Aninus terminates, then Mirabanan, as a Mila, they require that he be Tovel before he eats Kodshim. This is all in the Gemara and Daf Tzadi test. We didn't get up to this yet. Now, as far as the din of a tful yom and a mechusa kapara, whether or not they are metame benigia, for that we have long discussions. Now, the Mishnah says, onen nogea, he's allowed to touch kodshim, in other words, he's not metame kodshim benigia, so he's not really a tame, but vieno makriv, as a kohen, he's not allowed to be meshamesh b'migdash, as a kohen. We already learned this in the Mishnah, on Daf Tezvavim and Beis, and in the Sugyon Tezayin, he's not allowed to eat Kodshim, and that's derived from a pasuk in the Parsha Ma'isa Sheni, where it says, Lachalti bi'oni mimeni, and Kodshim are also to an onein based on that pasuk, and therefore, eino cholek lechol la'erev. He doesn't have rights to receive a chelik of Kodshim to eat it, even though he, let's say, will lose his status as an onein in the evening, within the allotted time for eating the carbon, but right now, during this day, he's an onein, and he's not roi l'achilas kodshim, and therefore he doesn't get a chelek in the kodshim. The Mishnah continues, balei mumin, what's the status of a kohen who's a balmum? Now, balmum subdivides into two categories. There's Bali Mumin Ovrim, those are temporary kind of blemishes and physical ailments that will, dermatological ailments that will pass with time. And then there's Bali Mumin Kvuim, which don't lend themselves to refuah. In both cases, Cholkim V'Ochlim. These Kohanim who are Bali Mumin do have rights to receive their portion and to eat their portion, they're considered ruim lachila, avalo makrivin. They're only excluded from the actual avoda. The pasuk says in Vayikra Chaf Aleph, kol ish asher bo mum mizera arona koin, lo yigash lahakriv es ishe Hashem, lechem elokov mikodshe kodshim, umin hakodshim yochal. So the Torah explicitly says that he's allowed to eat kodshim even though he's a bal mum. He's just excluded from the Avodah lo yigash lahakriv es ish Hashem. The Mishnah gives us a klal, kol kohen she'eino roi l'avodah eino cholik b'basar. So the only exception to that rule is bali mumin, that they get a chelik in the basar even though they're not roi l'avodah. V'chol she'ein lo b'basar ein lo ba'oros. That means if A, they're not, the Kohen is not royal avoda, therefore B, he doesn't get a chelik in the basar, therefore C, he doesn't get a chelik in the oros. Afilu, even a Kohen who's tamei b'shas rikas hadam, v'tar b'shas hekter achalovim, eino cholik v'basar. So now the Mishnah addresses the following scenario. This Kohen, at the time of the Zrika, he was tamei. He became tahar at the moment of hekter chalovim. So let's say, for example, after the zrikas hadam, he was tovel. he became tahar with nightfall, and now they were makriv the chalavim during the night. Eino cholik bebasar, since he wasn't tahar at the time of the zrikas hadam, therefore he's excluded from a chalik in the basar. Shenema, we derive this from Vayikra Zayin. Hamakriv es dam hashlomim v'sachelev mibnei Aaron lo siya shoka yamin lemona. Now the Torah in this pasuk mentions zrika sadam, hamakriv sadam, and it mentions someone who wasn't tar. And if he wasn't tar at that moment, the zrika sadam, then he's not considered a makriv, and therefore he doesn't get a chelik in the basar. Now, we're going to have a discussion about this a little later on. What's the din of someone who was tar at the time of Zrikas Hadam? He became tameh at the time of Haktaras HaChilev. In other words, in the reverse scenario. So that we'll get to in Eretz Hashem later on. Now we're up to Daf Sadites Amid Aleph. The Gemara asks the fine question. How do we know, from whence do we derive this din, that if somebody's not Roy Lavoda, he doesn't get a chilek in the basar? Now, this is interesting because the Mishnah itself quoted a pasuk, Hamakriv es dam hashlomim v'sachelev, etc., etc. So why is Gemara searching for some sort of additional source? So the Chok Nosan, one of the Achronim, he says that from this pasuk, it seems that this man, the critical moment in which the Kohen has to be royal, avoda, in order to get a chelik in the boss, is the type of Zrika Saddam, and from Zrika until Akhtar Sachelev. What about a case where he was tar at the time of Zrikas Hadam, but he was tamei at the time of Haktaras HaChelev, as we mentioned just a few minutes ago? And we're going to see here the opinion of Abba Shol, which is a few blot later on Kuf Beis, and perhaps we're saying that even if he's tar at the time of Zrika, he forfeits his chelek if he becomes tamei at the time of Haktaras HaChelev. And that's the opinion of Abba Shol, that such an individual is out of the box. He doesn't have rights to collect the basar. It would seem from our Mishnah, everything depends upon the status of the coin at the time of Zrika. Was he Roy Lavoda, was he not? Was he a Torah, was he Tomei? And if that be the case, then From the Mishnah says Afilu Tomei B'Shas Zrikas Hadam V'Tor B'Shas Hekter Chalovim Eino Cholek, it seems that if it was in the reverse, then he would get a chelek, and that's what the Gemara is asking. Mehechan Teisi, how do you know this din? Minon Imili. Now, it's somebody who wasn't roy for the avoda, and at the time of Zrikas Hadam he was a Tomei. He's Eino Cholik. Right? And that does seem to be the case from the pasuk that's quoted by our Mishnah. So the Mishnah seems to imply that if he was Tar B'Shas Rikas Adam, became Tomei B'Shas Haktar Sachelev, then he would get a Chelik. Everything depends upon Shas Rikas Adam. But the Mashmos of the pasuk is a little differently, because the pasuk mentions the entire process of Akrov. It would seem that even if he was Tomei at the time of the Akhtara, the Pasuk would indicate that he doesn't get a Chelek, and that's not the Mashmos of the Mishnah. Minani Mili. So from whence do we derive that if somebody's not Roy Lavod, he doesn't get a Chelek in the Basar? So Amrei Shlokish, the Amar Kra, in the Parsha of Achilas Basar Achatos and Vayikra Vav, it says, HaKohen HaMachateo Sa Yochlena. And we derive from this, HaKohen HaMachate, meaning he's the Zorikas Adam, Ochel, he eats from the Karmel, but She'ena Machate, Eina Ochel. And it means that if he's not Roy to do the Zorikas Adam, he doesn't get any part of the Basar. Now, again, the Poshim Shat in the Pasuk is that if he's not the Zorikas Adam, then he doesn't get the basar. So we still don't really have a pasuk, a source, for a kohen who's not royal avodah, that he doesn't get part of the kodshim. But let's look at the end of Reish Lakish's statement. He says, Uklolahu, meaning, as a rhetorical question, is this a klal that only the korolin who's Zorikas Adam, only he's for the Basar, or a Mishmar Kula? What about the whole Mishmeres, the whole group of korolin? The Torah commands that the Avodas HaKohen of the Migdash should be organized based on Mishmaros, and every Mishmeres works in the Migdash for a week, with the exception of Shalosh V'Golim. In any event, during that course of that week, the Mishmeres has rights to eat all the Korbanos. And that's what the Torah says in Dvarim Yudches, Chelek Kechelek Yochlu Levad Mimem Karav Al Avos, and it seems that the entire Mishmeres has legal rights to eat the basar. So how can you tell me that only the Zorik has rights to eat the basar? That's what he's asking Uklolahu. And the Gemara says the following: the Ein Mechatim V'Ochlin, meaning the Mishmeres includes people who are not doing the Zrika Sadam. There's only one member of the Mishmeres that's singled out to do the Zrika. He does it by himself as a solo. But yet they all get a chelik and they eat from the basar. So Reish Lakish says, Roy Lechitui Kamina. What we need is a Koina Machata, not the one who's doing the Zrika Sadam, but the Kohen who's Roy Lechitui. And any member of the Mishmeres is Roy Lechitui, unless he's a Tomei, etc., etc. Now Reish Lakish asks another rhetorical question. He says, "Varei Katon, what about a Kohen Katon? The Ein Roy Lechitui, he cannot do the Avodas HaZrika, but yet V'Yochel, he eats Kachim." And this we know from a Pasuk in Chumash. The Pasuk on the one hand says that a Katon is Pasul Liavoda. Ish Mizarach HaLedorosam is a Katon, is not included in Ish. But yet we know that he eats Kachim because the Torah only excluded him from lachlok mayhem. In other words, he can't demand a portion, but he's allowed to eat the kodshim. The pasuk says, "L'chol b'nei Aaron tia ish ke'echav," which means that we don't divide him up as one of the cholkim in the bas. So he doesn't get a chelik. In other words, he doesn't get a portion, but we're not excluding him from achila. And it says explicitly in Bamidbar Yudches, "Kol zachar yochal oso." And what it's called Zachar means any Zachar, even a Katan. So now the question is the following: if our rule of thumb is that who eats from the basar, it's only someone who's Royal Avoda, a Katan contradicts that principle, because on the one hand he's not Royal Avoda, he can't do the Zrika, but on the other hand he eats the basar. So Reish Lakish answers, Ella, you're going to have to say the following: my, what is the pasuk mean, Yochlena, Yichalkena? Now, so we're not talking about the achila itself, but rather divvying up the portions of the basar for achila purposes. And roi lechitui cholek, ain't a roi lechitui, ain't a cholk. If he's roi lavoda, and he can do the zrika, then he's one of the cholkim. A katan is not a cholek. But this drasha doesn't exclude him for the actual achila. Now, this becomes the source for the din that we saw in our Mishnah, that a tvul yomer, an onenu mechusu kipurim, Einam cholkim bekodshim, since they're possibly avoda, they're not cholkim bekodshim. Again, we're going to have the kasha from Balmum in just a second, but before we get to that, let's just mention that critical moment during at which the kohen has to be koshal avoda in order to be cholik bebasa is the shasrika sadam. So we don't care what happens after the zrika sadam. And that's what the Gemara was looking for when it asked the question, Minani Mili, if he became Tommy subsequent to the Zrika Sadam. So now we get to the question of Balmum. Varei Balmum Deina Roy Lechitui Fecholek. The Mishnah says explicitly that the Balmum, the Kohen Balmum, no matter what kind of mum he has, he's Cholek. He has rights to get a portion in the Basar. Even though he's pasul akrov, the Torah says, "Kol isha sheyir b'mum mizera aron hakohen lo yigash lahakrov isha Hashem," and yet the Mishnah establishes that he's cholik. This seems to undermine the principle of that Mishnah. So Gemara answers, "Balmum is the exception to the rule. Why? Since Rachmana Rabbi, the Torah has a special ribui in the parasha of Korban Chatos. It says, 'Kol zochar b'kohenim yochel osa.'" So what's the kol zocher l'rabbos baal mum, that he's cholik b'kodshim like the other kohen? And again, even though he's not royal avoda, here's the exceptional case: the Torah was marbehim to be cholik b'kodsh. So now the Gemara asks about this drasha kol zocher l'rabbos baal mum. The ema, perhaps we should dash in kol zocher l'rabbos tful yom, that he should be cholik b'kodshim, so that ba'erev, in the evening, he's allowed to eat kodshim, he'll eat the kodshim within the time allotted period. But it's not coming to be marba balmum. Who says that you're being marba balmum? Maybe you're being marba tful yom. And the Gemara answers, mistabra balmum avile lirabuye shekein ochel. Although the balmum is not royal avoda, but if there's a ribuy, we could at least understand why he's in the satellite here, because he's royal lachila, and the tful yom is also bachila. Someone says, "Wait a minute, liarta michzachaz with harif shemesh, with this evening, he's become tari's roy, not only to eat the kodesh, but even to be in a kohen oved." That's true for a case of tful yom, but in the case of a balmum, he's not royal avoda as long as he has the mum. So the Gemara answers, Hashtamiya holo chazi. Right now, at this present moment, the balmum has a superiority, a difus beyond that of the tful yom, because right now, although he's not royal avoda, the balmum, but nevertheless, he's royal achiwa. And that gives him one step above the balmum, who at this particular moment is tameh. I'm sorry, one step above the tful yom, who at this particular moment is still tameh, and he cannot eat the kodesh, and balmum can eat kodesh. The Gemara now quotes a member of Rav Yosef to explain the drush of HaKoyin HaMachatos Yochlena, and based on this he's going to answer another answer why we're not going to be marbet tful yom. Rav Yosef Amar Michdi, let's analyze what we said. My, what does the Torah mean when it says Yochlena, and we said it meant Yechalkena? Let's ask the question, Lichtov Rachmani Yechalkena. Why does the Torah go out of its way to confuse us and say Yochlena when we're talking about Yochlena? We're really talking about Yechalkena. So the Gemara answers, this Rav Yosef's Chiddush, my, what does the Torah teach us by mentioning Yochlena? Shmamina wants to teach us, instead of using Chalukah, use Lashon Achila, that Royal Achila Cholik. Ain't a Royal Achila, ain't a Cholik. Meaning, a Balmum who's Royal Achila, he's a Cholik. And therefore, when it says Kol Zachar B'Konim, we're going to be Marbe a Balmum. But we cannot be Marbe Tful Yom, that he should be Cholik B'Kodshim, because he's not Royal Achila. And that's why the Torah went out of its way to say Yochlena instead of Yechalkena. So the Balmum fits the bill here, he fits the profile. He's Royal Achila and he's including Yochlena, and therefore he's Cholik. That's why the Torah used the word Yochlena. But the word Yochlena certainly bumps off a Tful Yom because he's not Royal Achila at all. Boy, Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish has the following suffix: Balmum Vehu Tameh. On the one hand, the Balmum, he's allowed to eat kach, but on the other hand, he's tummy, he can't eat kach. Maushi chalkulo. How can he, can we justify, again, according to one side, and Reish Lakish is suffix, that he would be cholik b'kodshim? And again, right now he's tummy, he won't be able to eat the kach until the nighttime when he's matire himself. And here the study has suffix. Came in the lochazi, is Rachmona Rabye. Should we say that he's not royal avoda, even if he hadn't become tameh, because he's balmum? But nevertheless, the Torah was marba balmum that he's cholik b'kodshim, is loshna. We don't care, and he's included in this ribui. Mali tameh, mali balmum bilvad. Meaning, if he's a balmum, the Torah was marba him. If he's also on top of it, to boot, he's tameh, he's also included in the ribui. And therefore he could be cholik even though he's tameh. Oh, Dilma, shall we say no? Royal achila cholik, ain't a royal achila, ain't a cholik. he should have the same status as a Tomei, a regular Tomei, who's not a Balmum, who's not Cholik. So it's pretty odd here that in the Suffolk of Reish Lakish, the possibility is that Dafka, when you add another strike against him, in addition to being Tomei, who's certainly not Cholik, he's also Balmum, now we give him a special status that he can be Cholik. And the way that the Sfasemes formulates the suffix here of Reish Lakish, he says, Haim Lomar, should we say, that Rak, Kifisha Om Reish Lakish HaKlal, Sheish Luma Mikoin HaMachato So Yochlena, Shu Roy Lechitui Cholik, Eina Roy Lechitui Eina Cholik, Hainu, Shedin Chaluka Tolui, Rak V'im HaKoin Roy Lavod Olo, and in this case, certainly, he's not Roy Lavodo, not as a Balmum and not as a Tomei. Oh, Yesh Lidrash says, Joshua Rav Yosef, a Roy Lachila Cholik, ain't a Roy Lachila, ain't a Cholik. And everything depends upon if he has Kashrus for Achila, not for Avoda. Again, if everything, all the shift of weight is on, whether he's a Roy Kashal Avoda, so then we should certainly exclude this case because he's a Tomei, he's not Roy Lavoda, in addition to being a Balmum. But if we're going to say that it all depends upon Roy Lachila, and there's a Gzeres HaKosav that a Balmum is Cholek, insofar as he's Roy Lachila, is therefore Ein B'kach Klum Shenitma. We don't care that he became Tomei. In other words, the Iker Chaluka taught is depend upon Achila. That's the Svar of Rav Yosef. And what about the fact that he's Tomei? Tomei is also Achila. And the answer is he's excluded under the law of Eino Roy Lavoda. So there's no exclusion under Eino Roy Achila. And in the case of a Balmum, he's Roy Lachila, and the Torah is Marb him, even though he's not Roy Lavoda. So the Psul of Tomei, the Hafka of Tomei from Chaluka, is Bitoras Eino Roy Lavoda. Not Bitoras Eino Roy Lachila. And the Ribui of Balmum is even though he's not Bitoras Avoda. So maybe that Ribui applies even to a Tomei. Even if the Balmum is a Tomei. Omar Rabba Toshman. Rabba's going to have an answer to this. So the Brisa says the following. Kohen Gadol, this is a unique halach in Kohen Gadol, Makriv Onen. Now it's an Onen who's a Kohen Hedge, it cannot be Makriv. And that we saw for the parish of Maaser Sheni, Lo Chalti Ba'oni Mimeni. However, if he's a Kohen Gadol, then he's Makriv even if he's an Onen. And that's derived from a parasha in Vayikra Chaf Aleph Le'aviv Limo Lo Yitamam in a Migdash Lo Yetze, meaning even on the Yom HaMisav of the Imo, he doesn't have to go out of the Migdash. His Avoda is an Avoda Kshero, it's not Mechuleles. And the Gemara back on Daf Tezayin derives from this that din is only by a Kohen Gadol but not by a Kohen Hedged. His Avoda is Mechuleles if he went ahead and he did the Avoda. However, even though the Kohen Gadol is Koshel Avoda, he's Makriv, as an Onen, but V'eino Ochel B'Kodshim, he can't eat the Basa Kodesh, V'eino Cholik, he can't even be Cholik. Imagine, this is a very unique case where a Kohen Gadol himself can't be Cholik. K'dei Lechol La'erev, even though his Aninus will terminate after the Yom HaMisa with nightfall, but nevertheless, right now, at this moment during the day, he's an Onen, and he's also a kodshim, b'achilus kodshim, and therefore he's not a cholik. So again, even though a kohen gadol is roi lavoda baninus, nevertheless he's not a cholik because he's not roi lachila. Shma mina, we derive from this that roi lachila be'ina. So that a kohen is cholik only if he's roi lachila. It's not enough that he's roi lavoda. For example, this kohen gadol has an onen. He's got to also be Roy Lachila. Now, if we jump over to the case of Balmumus Tomei, he can't be Cholik, because
basically he's not roi lachila as a tome. He will become roi lachila, but now he's not roi lachila. Shmamino, that's the proof from this brisa, and that's the maskone here of this entire Sofik Reish Lakish, that if he's ain a roi lachila, then he is excluded from being cholek, even though again it was as far to say that Bitaris Balmum he can be cholek because he's roi lachila, but we need that he be roi lavod as well. And even if you'll say that in this combination case maybe he could be considered in some sense roi, but since he's tomei, he's not roi lachila, he's no better than a kohen onen, who even though he's roi lavod is any roi lachila. Boy, Rav Oshia has a sofi kohen tomei v'korbanos tzibur. Mao shiach loklo. We have a din of tuma hutra b'tzibur, that the in the case of a tzibur tmeim with doche tuma, does that mean that the kohen now is able to be cholek in the basar? Should we say that if they were makriv the karbon? Now, Rashi says here they were makriv the karbon betara, and now we want the kohen tummy to be cholek so that he could eat it by erev. So what's the suffix here? In other words, we have it a carbon tzibur, the possibility being doche tuma, and we're makriv even betuma, whether or not the tzibur is tomei, whether or not the kohenim hamakrivim are tmeim. So this kohen is tomei, but it's a carbon tzibur, so that he is roi lavoda. But if they were makriv the carbon betara, Mi Amrinon, should we say that Hamachate Omarachman Vahainami Machate, who the Torah says that if a kohen is Machate and he's Roy Lavoda, then he's a cholik. He gets his portion in the basar. This kohen Tomei is Roy Lechitui. He can't do the Avoda in a Korban Tzibur Bituma O Dilma. Or shall we say, like the drush of Rav Yosef, that roi lachila cholik ain't a roi lachila ain't a cholik. This tomei, as a result of his tumah, he's not roi lachila, even in the case of Korban Tzibur. The Korban Tzibur will allow him to do the avoda v'makriv b'tumah, but not to eat the basar. So one side of the Gemara Sofik Rav Oshia is that since he's a machate, he's roi lavoda, because in this case tumah hutra b'tzibur, then he should be a cholik, but the other side is to say he's still not roi lachila. And l'chora, this would be parallel or a mirror image of the case of a kohen gadol, because the kohen gadol is roi lavoda, even though he's an onen, but he's not roi lachila, and we said he's excluded from being cholik. So that's exactly what the Gemara says now. I'm Ravina, we could have written the next piece. Toshma, let's go back to the brice we mentioned earlier, kohen gadol makriv onen, v'eino ochel, v'eino cholek. So we're not going to give him a chelek, even though lechel b'erev, tonight he's no longer an onen, but now he's an onen, he's not roi lachila, even though he's roi lavoda. Shma, you know, we see that roi lachila be'inon. We must have, in order to give out tickets here, give out zchusim and merits and be roi, to be cholek, we need that he's roi lachila. It's not enough that he's roi lavoda. Shma mino, and therefore, if he's a tomei, even though he could do the avoda b'tzibur and a carbon tzibur, but nevertheless, he's not roi lachila. Shma mino. The Mishnah says, onein nogea vieno makriv. The Gemara now wants to clarify the din of an onein. So Gemara asks from a different Mishnah. I'm sorry. The Gemara is going to ask about Tomei Derabbanan, Tumei Derabbanan. Yeah. So our Mishnah says that Onei no Geah b'Kodshim. No, he's not Matami Kodshim b'Negia. Reminu, we have a stira from a Mishnah Masechta Chagiga. Onei u'machusa kipurim tzuchim tvilu l'kodesh. That not only is a machusa kipurim, who is considered a Tomei, until he brings his kapara, until he brings his final karban. So therefore he needs tefillah in order to eat kodshim. And that's an isud rabbanim, but we also add onen to boot. And an onen likewise is osim in rabbanim b'kodshim unless he does tefillah. And the reason is because if on a deraisa level he's also b'achilas kodshim, we're afraid of hesech hadas, he won't be totally focused to be careful about tumah, and maybe he'll become tummy without even knowing it. So therefore the chacham required tevilah. So now it comes out that an onen in rabbanon is tummy, he requires tevilah. And again, the reason why the rabbanon were choshish and they added this tevilah is because they were worried about hesech hadas, and he won't be his shomer, his tumah, and he'll become tummy without his yediyah. But at the bottom line, at the end of the day, he's going to have to do tevilah, which means that in Rabbanan he's considered tamei. So how can the Mishnah say that he's not metamei kodshim b'negiyason? But fakir, he's allowed to be no ger b'kodshim. Omer of Ami, Omer of Yochel, Okash, Akan, b'shet tovel, v'kan, b'shelo tovel. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where the onen was tovel. In other words, he was tovel on the day of Misas Krovo. So Sizmana Ninus is at least one day. That's based on the Pasuk. And the Mishnah says that an onen is allowed to be nogea. We're talking about a case where he's still an onen, but he was tovel. And his tefillah is meaningful to be metire him. He doesn't have to wait for Harif Shemesh. As far as the tire is concerned, he achieves full-fledged tire without tefillah, even though he's still an onen. But as far as Negiya B'Kodshim is concerned, he's already tar, but because of the tevilah. The Mishnah Chagiga is talking about a case of Shalot Tovel. Emid Rabban is Tomei until he does tevilah. So the Gemara says, V'chi Tovel Mai Havi. What if he was Tovel as an onen? Could that be Matayim from this Tumad Rabbanon that requires tevilah? Ha-Hajra Le'aninus. In other words, he's still an onen. So the moment he comes out of the mikvah, after his tefillah, the aninus itself is going to generate a brand new tumah. D'yoma rabba barahuna onen shetovel aninusa choseres olav. If during the time that he's an onen, he was tovel, is after the tefillah and he's still an onen, the takonas chacham to mechayiv in tefillah and consider him as a tummy goes back as choseveniyah and he's still chayiv in tefillah. So the tefillah that he has is not going to be meaningful until he finishes his aninus. So how could the Mishnah say that an onin is no geva kodshim lo kasha, or the asecha daite, or the lo asecha daite? The Mishnah Chagig is talking about an onin that needs tefillah, and without tefillah he's considered tummy. That's only in a case where his mesech das, he wasn't careful to be shomer gufo mituma. In other words, he didn't have the mental state that he's not allowed to eat kodshim today, and therefore after the tefillah, I have to be careful to make sure I don't come in contact with any tumah. But Hodlo Asach Adaiti Amish is talking about a case that even though he's also Bekodshim, he's not Mesiach Das, and he's focused on the fact that he was Tovel, and he doesn't want to come in contact with any other tumah, and therefore he's allowed to eat, he's allowed, to be no Ger Bekodshim, and we don't consider that his Negiya Bekodshim is Metame the Kodshim. Now the Gemara seems to have backtracked from the original answer here of Rav Ami in the name of Rabbi Yochanan that we should be mechalik between Tovel and Lo Tovel, but rather the din is totally in one factor, and that's Hesech Hadas. So if he's Mesiach Das, he's Chayiv Tevilah, and therefore he'd be also been a Giyah, but in our Mishnah, and that's the Mishnah Chagiga. But our Mishnah is talking about a case of Lo Yisiach Das, and then he's allowed to be no Geba Kodshim even without Tevilah. That's our case in our Mishnah. Rashi adds in the Girsel Lokasha Hodi Asach Adaito that this tirutz is now rejecting the original tirutz of Rabbi Yochanan, and the Isa Negiya applies only in a case where he's Mesiach Das. Tosus has a different Girsel. The Gemara now wants to clarify what exactly constitutes Hesech Adas in the Mishnah Chagiga. You're saying that if he had Hesech Adas from Shmira's Gufo, to make sure that he's not coming in contact with anything Tomei, why shouldn't we be Choshesh, despite the fact, not why should be choshed. I'm sorry, let me reformulate that. What I'm saying is that if he had hesek hadas, would be choshesh that he was tomei betumas mes, and therefore he needs, like any tomei mes, shlishi ushvi boy, he needs hazah on yom shlishi and yom shvi. The omer of Yossi, the omer of Yostei, bar moson, omer of Yochanan, a person who's tar and he had hesek hadas, tar hazah shlishi ushvi, we're afraid that he was tomei mes. So why does the Mishnah say that all he needs is tefillah and then he can eat kodshim? The more answers, lo kasha, hodi asach adaiti mitmei mes, hodi asach adaiti mitmei sheretz. The statement of Rav Yostoi is addressing the case of someone who is mesiach das in Gansen. In other words, completely, he wasn't shomer himself, he wasn't careful even from a tomei mes, which is so much more chomer. And therefore, choshesh, even for this tumah, and he needs hazor b'shlishi u'b'shvi. But the case of our Mishnah in Chagiga, it's talking about a case where he had a partial hesek hadas, he wasn't careful about shrotzim, but we're not going to be choshesh that he came in contact with a mess, we're not going to require hazor b'shlishi u'b'shvi. The Gemara is not happy with this. It says the Gemara, t'mei sheretz, tomei me'al yehu, v'harif shemesh bot. You're talking about someone who was asek hadaitim mitmei sheretz. That's a tumah gemura doraisa, which requires harif shemesh to be mashlim is tara. Why does the Mishnah say that all he needs is tefillah? Why didn't the Mishnah require harif shemesh? V'od, and furthermore, if the reason for this tefillah is because of nitma b'sheretz, maybe it was nitma b'sheretz, is afilu truma nami, he should require tefillah in order to eat, to be matir for eating truma. Tomei sheretz is also ba'achilas truma. Why does the Mishnah say tzrichim tefillah l'kodesh aval lo l'truma? So Gemara clarifies now a different approach to defining hesek hadas and what the case is in the Mishnah in Chagiga. Now, just by way of introduction, in terms of the dinim of tumah v'tara, there's a fundamental distinction between what we call a tomei and apostle. Tomei means he reaches the dargas tuma that the tomei is even able to be metame others. Apostle means he's tomei as far as his own status, but he's not metame achirim. With regard to kodshim, we have a chumra that doesn't apply to truma. In truma, we talk about a psul, but when we talk about tomei, we're talking about kodshim. And that's the Gemara's Teretz Omer Rabbi Yirmiya. Regarding the Mishnah Chagi, we're talking about a case of Onen Omer. The Onen claims Nishmarti mi Dover Hametameni, v'lo Nishmarti mi Dover Haposleni. In other words, even during his Aninus, he wasn't Mesiach Das from Tumah Doraisa, which would require Harif Shemesh. He wasn't Shomer himself from a Psul D'Rabbanan V'Achilas Kodshim. That much he admits. In other words, we're going with a kind of hesek hadas lechatzon over here. In other words, since he's nishmar milatame, he's very careful, there's no hesek hadas, he's allowed to eat truma, he's allowed to eat kodshim. But as far as kodshim is concerned, he needs tefillah, because he may have become posel from the achila, and for that all he needs is tefillah. So we're talking about a tefillah d'rabbanan. He doesn't need harif shemesh. He needs tefillah and only tefillah. And achilas truma is loud, even without tefillah, because he was nishmar from anything that would passel him from truma. And here we are at the bottom of Tzadi Tesem and Alf. The Gemara wants to clarify this whole concept of shmir lechatzon umika and tirusa lepalga. Is there such a thing as someone who's shomer halfway, so to speak? He has hesek hadas, he doesn't have hesek hadas, he is shomer, he's not shomer. Can we rely on things that he's shomer from because he claims he was careful about them? And the Gemara answers, that's what we found in a braisa. Odeu hasal al rosho. He's got a sal, a basket full of teinim, on his head. Here we're turning to Daf Tzadi Tesam and Beis. Umagrefa. This is the kind of instrument that he uses. It's made out of metal. It's the top part is very wide, and he uses it to separate dried dates that get stuck one to the other. That's called a magrefa. It's used for grefas. Usually, classically, it's used for grefas efer min akira. In other words, the Mishnah at the beginning, Akira speaks about a grufa, means he rakes out the coals from the oven. But you could also rake out the dates from the bottom of the barrel. And V'omar, and he claims, Libi al asal, I was very careful about the basket itself, that it shouldn't come in contact with tumah. But Ein Libi, I admitted that I wasn't careful about the magrefa, about the kli itself, to guarantee that it would not come in contact with anything tumah. And the Bryce establishes that at sal tahar, we could rely on his shmira vis-a-vis the sal. But magrefa tveya, by his own admission, he was mesiach das from tumas magrefa. Now the Gemara has a technical problem here. How can you separate? How can you say the magrefa is tmei but the sal is tar? Ututami magrefa la sal. There's contact between the magrefa and the sal. He's scraping out the te'enim from the sal with this magrefa. If the magrefa is tmei, then logically the sal also has to be tmei. Ututami magrefa la sal. So the Gemara answers ein kli mitame kli. If the kli is not an avatuma, and it only received tuma by contact with something that's tame, then it's not metame another kli, even mirabana. In other words, a kli is metame from an avatuma. The kli itself, by definition, is not an avatuma, and therefore cannot be metame another kli. It's a Mishnah in Masechta Parah. So the Gemara asks Kasha Utetami Masha Betocho. What about the Te'enim inside the Sal? Meaning the Magrefa came in contact with the dates that are inside the Sal, and yet the Brisa says the Magrefa is Tameo. It doesn't say that the contents of the Sal are Tame. It says the Sal is Torah. It didn't say that that which is in the Sal, namely the Te'enim, are Tameo. So it seemed that only the sal became tmeya, but the te'enim are not tmeyos. And why is that? They came in contact with the magrefa. Amar Rava, be omer shmartio midavar hametama. That he's holding on to the sal, and he's claiming with regard to the magrefa that he was shomer shlo yiga badavar shiyatameyoso. B'madregas tumah shebohu he tuchal etame chulin o truma v'lo shamartia midavar sheposla. As we discussed earlier, there's a difference between a davar tame, which is metame, and a davar posla, which is not metame. He says he had a miktas shmira lechatzon, as we spoke about. That's how Rav is interpreting this brisa, in which he was metame that. He was shomer. He had no hesek hadas. He was obviously actively meticulous to make sure and preserve that there would not be a negia of a davarshi of tameosa, meaning that it would come, that this much grefa would come under the darg of tuma, which means a tummy that's metami other things. It's metami chulin or truma. But he admits by his own confession, shalosh matia mi davar haposla. In other words, as far as the magrefa itself becoming tome, becoming posel, that he wasn't shomer. In other words, the magrefa now is not allowed to be used, but it's not metame anything else, and that's why it's not metame neither the sal nor the contents of the sal, the peres, the tainim that are in the sal. And we see clearly that le'inyan truma, the magrefa, is considered psula, but it's not going to be metame the te'enim betoch hasal. As far as kodshim is concerned, it's considered tmeya, and it could even be metame the acherim, because the shmira. But we see clearly that the shmira lechatzon is meaningful. In other words, a person like this profile that we're describing, he's shomer the sal and that which is in the sal, but not the magrefa. Now the Gemara goes back to the Mishnah Chagiga and says, Igloi milsa umitai lekame.
In other words, the kasha came in front of Rabbi Abba Bar Mamel about this Mishnah in Chagiga, and Amar Lahu, he gave a different answer. He said, Lo Shmiel Lahu, ha. Is it possible that the Chachamim, who were dealing with this question, and they tried to answer up the Mishnah in a certain way, did they not hear the halacha, the Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Amar Rabbi Ha'ochel, Shlishi Lituma, Shel Truma, Nasa Biatzmo, Shlishi Lituma, is also Lechol Truma, Umotaligava? So we're talking about pairs of Truma that became Tome, and now they're Shlishi Lituma. In a Torah, the din is that Ochel, Eino, Ochel, meaning foodstuff, Eino, Metame, Odom, cannot be Metame a person. You'll see that at the beginning of Bava Kamma. Even if he eats that Ochel, it's not Metame a person. With the exception of Velas of Tar, which has the status of Beis Hablil. The Chacham, however, instituted Gzera to be Metame and Odom Ochel Maichel Tomei. That's in the Mishnah in Taras Perek Beis. Now, what Darga of Tuma does a person whose goof, does the goof of the person who eats this Maichel, the Maichel itself is a Rishon Lutuma, that's Machlokis Tanoi. The din of an Ochel Sheni Lutuma is a subject of that Sugya there. And everybody agrees that if he eats a maicha, which is a shlishi lituma, his goof becomes a shlishi lituma as far as truma is concerned, like the maicha that he ate. And therefore, he becomes posel from achilas truma. As far as kodshim is concerned, this machlokes, what his darg of tuma is. So the darg of shlishi lituma is a special aloch in truma, or in the case of chulin, shenasu, altaras truma, which means foods and drinks that the owner of which he's a kohen, and he was mekabel on himself to eat chulin b'taras truma. So he'll be rugil, he'll be used to being noeg his truma, be noeg vis-a-vis his truma b'tara, and make sure that he's not mischalef with truma with chulin and come to the day takola. But there's no shlishi lutuma as far as chulin is concerned. That's a gemara in brachos. In other words, the Sheni Lutuma is not Metame Chulin, but a Shlishi is Metame Truma. So that's what we have over here. The name of Rabbi Yochanan, Ha'ochel Shlishi Lutuma, Shel Truma, Nasa, he becomes himself a Shlishi Lutuma, and he's not allowed to eat Truma. But Muta Ligaba, he's allowed to touch Truma. He's not Metame Truma Benigiyoso, because he's a Shlishi who ate Shlishi Lutuma. So he only has a maila that the Chachamim said with regard to the truma, that he's not allowed to eat the truma, and he's an ochel shlishi, is like a shlishi, and he's also to eat truma, but they weren't metaken le'inya negiyah that he has a din of a tome. So he's not metame truma b'negiyasa. So Alma, what do we see from this? That ba'achila Ovid Rabbanim Milo, B'negiyah lo Ovid Rabbanim Milo. So certain Milos that the Chachamim instituted as far as Achila, they didn't institute them as far as Negiyah. And let's apply that distinction to Onen, that they made a Takana that an Onen has to be Tovel, he needs Tvila, because they were Choshesh, maybe they'll have Hesek Hadas from being Shomer for Tumah, but that's only as far as Achila's Kodshim, but not as far as Negiyah of Kodshim. So there's no steer between our Mishnah and the Mishnah in Chagiga, so says Abba Bar Mamel. And why is that? Simply because the Mishnah in Chagiga is talking about a requirement of tefillah as far as being mater achilas kodshim. Now our Mishnah is talking about negia b'kodshim explicitly. And that's mutter even though the onin requires tefillah. Now our Mishnah says that onen nogea vieno makriv vieno cholek lechol, even though he's allowed to eat ba'erev, he's not cholek during the day of his aninus. Avelus in the Torah is called aninus. It's a mitzvah in the Torah on anyone who lost one of his close relatives to be misabel al krovov shemesu. The Rambam counts this in mitzvah aseh as a mitzvah is abel. And the Avil, that mitzvah of Avilus applies to every Jew, to be Misabel Akrovov, and part of the Avilus is to be Osek Imam, to be cover them. Now, as far as that Dorais is concerned, is the Torah was Machazik that din, and said the Kohen, who's always enjoined from being Matami Lemesim, however, in the case of losing one of his Krovim, the Torah commands him to be Mitame, Mitame himself, and not weaken his Avelus. It has to be a full form of Avelus. He's got to be Mechalas, Kedushas Kuna, by being Mitame Lemes, being Osik Lemes, as part of the framework of Avelus. And this parish of Avelus is derived from Kitavo. Regarding my Sesheni, it says, Lo Achalti Bioni Mimenu. That's a din Torah lis'onen, lis'abel. And not only that, the Torah enjoins him, this onen, from eating kodshim. And that's a doraisa. Again, on the doraisa level, we're talking about Yom Echa, Yom HaMisa, Midivir HaChomim. We're going to extend it even beyond Yom HaMisa until after the Kvura. So if, for example, the night after the Yom HaMisa, he's noeg aninus, and that's an aninus v'divrei chachamim beyond Yom HaMisa, we're going to have machlokas tanoim. If we assume that aninus is only Yom HaMisa, then aninus beyond the Yom HaMisa is only a takonis chachamim. Our sugi is going to clarify that there may be a possibility, according to one Tana, that on a Doraisa level, as long as the mess has not been buried, there's a din of aninus doraisa even beyond Yom HaMisa. So the Gemara asks Akasha on our Mishnah from a different Mishnah. Our Mishnah says that onen einu cholek kidei lechol es chelko bi'erev, that miflag hu delo polg, he doesn't have a right to be cholek and receive kodshim in order to eat them by erev, v'chim is damni le achil. If, for example, his friend who's a chaver invites him to eat kodshim by erev from his chelik, no, it's not the chelik of the onen, he doesn't get a chelik, then he's allowed to eat by erev. We're a mini, the Gemara asks a stira from a Mishnah Psachim, it says, Mishaya onen, if he was an onen erev Pesach, there's a separate din that he's allowed to eat Pesach, but he's not allowed to eat Shar Kodshim. In other words, the Tana that Mishnah holds that Aninus is only Dorais on Yom HaMisa, and therefore the Laila Achrov is only Midivrei Sofrim, and we're not going to be Mevatel the mitzvah of Karban Pesach, which is a Chiv Kares, for the sake of this Rabbanon. And therefore, they were matir and onen to eat by erev. Other kodshim, however, hamidu divrayim, and they said the onen is not allowed to eat from the kodshim, even though it's only a drabbanon, and it's after Yom HaMisa. And even though achilas kodshim is a mitzvah say, but nevertheless, it doesn't have the status of achilas pesach, which is an essay sheish bo karis. In any event, it's quite clear from the Mishnah in Psachim that Achilas Kodshim is Asur Lionin even by Erev. That's not the impression you get from our Mishnah. The Mishnah always says that he's not Cholik by Kodshim, but by Erev he's allowed to eat Kodshim if his Chaver was Mazmin, he invited him to eat from his Chelek. So that's the Stira. And Rabbi Yirmi comes to reconcile the Stira between these two Mishnais, Lokasha Khan. B'Pesach v'kan b'shar yimos hashana, the Mishnah here in Masech Tzvachim about Achilas Kodshim is b'leil Pesach muteres. The Mishnah Psachim is talking Achilas Kodshim b'shar yimos hashana. And what's the difference? Leil Pesach, I.D. the Ochel Pesach, Ochel Nami Kodshim. Once they were matir the onen to eat from the Karban Pesach because of the Isur Kares in Karban Pesach, therefore they were matim straight across the board to eat all kodshim. However, b'shar yimos hashana,
is lo chazi, they would not matter him to eat kodshim, and there's an isur chacham even beyond the yom hamisa. Is lo chazi, he's not rashoi, he's not allowed to eat. Umay, what does it mean that the Mishnah Psochem says avalo b'kodshim? Means avalo b'kodshim shel shana shel kol hashana. So the Mishnah Psochem agrees, even though the language of the Mishnah is avalo b'kodshim, that he can eat Karban Pesach on Leila Pesach, and also other kodshim on Leila Pesach once they lifted the drabanon. But as far as Shayimos Hashana is b'kodshim, that he can't eat. That's the Shita of Rabbi Yirmiyah. Rav Asi disagrees on this, regarding this distinction between Achilas Kodshim on Leil Pesach as opposed to Achilas Kodshim the whole year round. He comes up with another reconciliation. He says, Rav Asi Omer Lo Kasha, even though both our Mishnah and the Mishnah Psochim are talking about Leil Pesach, Kan, the Mishnah Psochim, Shemes Lo Mes Bar Basar Bit Nisan, the Kavro Bar Basar, they buried him on the very same day. So this means it's Yom HaMisa. He's an Onei Midaraisa. And Leil HaPesach, he's only an Onei Derabona. So they were Matir, only Achilas HaPesach, not Shar Kodshim. However, our Mishnah is talking about a case of Meis Lo Mes B'Shlosha Sar B'Nisan, Kvaro Bar Basar, it means Erev Pesach. Well, although it was the Yom HaKvu, was not Yom HaMisa, the Aninus is only the Rabbanon, is therefore Yom Kvura Lo Tofis Leilo Mirabbanon. In other words, the din of Yom Kvura does not continue as Aninus into the Laila, except for on a only on a Rabbanon level. The Laila, he's already not an Onei, and therefore he's Mutar Bechol HaKodesh. According to Rav Asi, in our Mishnah, we're talking about a case where he's not an Onin at all at night. Why is that? Because the Yom HaMisa was on Yom Yud Gimel B'Nisan. The Yom HaKvura was on the 14th of Nisan. The Erev, after our Basar, the night of Achilas Psachim, it was neither the Yom HaKvura nor the Yom HaMisa, and therefore Lo Tofes Bei, in other words, there's not even an Isa Drabanan here. So he's Oisa Ninus Balaila, therefore he's allowed to eat all Kodshim. And the Mishnah says that an Onen on Yom HaKvura is Eno Makriv Eno Ochel, meaning only on Yom HaKvura, but on the Erev after the Yom HaKvura, in this case, he's Mutal Lechel B'Kodshim. In the case of the Mishnah in Psachim, on the other hand, Midubar, it's talking about a case where he died on our Basar. The Kvura was on our Basar. So it's both Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKvura. The night afterwards is Asur Midrabanan as an Onen. And they were Matir, in this case, Achilas Psachim, but they weren't Matir Achilas Kodshim. So an Onen Midrabanan is not allowed to eat Kodshim. So even though both the Mishnah here in Zvachim and the Mishnah Psachim is talking about a case of Leila Pesach, but the question is he an Onen? In the worst case scenario, is an Onen Drabanan. And if he's an Onen Drabanan, the Mishnah Psachim says, although we'll be Matir Achilas Psachim, we're not going to be Matir Achilas Kodshim. However, as far as the Mishnah here in Zvachim is concerned, on Leil Pesach, he's neither an Onen Doraisin or an Onen Drabanan. He's completely Ois Onen. And the reason for that is because it's neither Yom HaMisa nor Yom HaKvura. Again, Yom HaKvura, if it's not Yom HaMisa, is only an Onen Drabanan, but it's not Tofes Leila. We're not going to extend it Mirabanan to the Laila after his Aninus. Now the Gemara clarifies this Shita. The Mishnah Psachim, does it reflect which Shita Mantana Aninus Laila Mirabanan? Notice the Mishnah in Psachim is assuming that the night following Yom HaMisa is only Drabanan. Gemara says that's only Rabbi Shimoni. To Sanya, we have a Braisa recording a Machlok Shin Rabbi Yehuda Rabbi Shimon. Aninus Laila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is Midivrei Torah. Notice Rabbi Yehuda derives in the Braisa later on in Daf Kuf from the aninus of Aaron Ubanov after the Mis of Nadav Aviu, that the Torah permitted them to eat kodshim balayla, meaning other onanim would be also achilas kodshim balayla, and that's a doraisa halacha. That's going to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, onen eino midivrei Torah. The aninus of layla, following the day of aninus doraisa, is only dirabana. So even though that very day was Aninus Doraisa, so let's assume that it was Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfura, the night afterwards is only Dirabana. Teida, Reb Shimon says, I'll prove it to you. Sharei Omru, the Chacham say in the Mishnah Psachim, Onein Tovel V'Ochel Es Pischo La'erev, Avalo B'Kadoshim. So the Onen is allowed to do his tefillah, that separate tefillah drabbanan that we spoke about, to eat his Karban Pesach at night, but he's not allowed to eat kodshim. That was the Mishnah Pesach that we've been dealing with. Now, if Aninus Doraisa was Aninus Laila would be Doraisa in that case, following the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKfura, then he should be also to eat the Karban Pesach. We're not going to be matir Aninus Doraisa for the sake of Achilas Pesach. Achilas Pesach is a great mitzvah, but not to be matir Anisa Doraisa. So the Gemara asks now from Rabbi Shimon in this Braisa, we're going to ask from a different Braisa regarding the Iser Onen as far as Havas Karbonosov is concerned. And here Rabbi Shimon seems to indicate clearly that Aninus Laila is Doraisa. V'sov Rabbi Shimon, Aninus Laila Midrabanan, Vasanya, we have a Mishnah, we have a Braisa that says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Onen Eino Mishaleach Karbonosov. In other words, as long as he's an onain, he cannot have a karba, even if he sends the karba with someone else, who's going to be makriven on his behalf. My love, it would seem that the brice of Epashtus is talking about a din in all karbanos, afilu be Pesach. In other words, even in the case of karban Pesach, they prohibit him from bringing his anis al yidei acherim by being mishaleach karbanosov. And the reason for this has to be that he cannot send his Pesach because he himself is not Roy Lachiwa on a Doraisa level. So we see that the Din of Aninus on the Laila Shaliachrov is an extension Doraisa, which seems to be reflecting the Sheet of Rabbi Yehuda, but not the Sheet of Rabbi Shimon. Because again, if the Din of Aninus Laila was only the Rabbanon, and Minatori's Mutvachil's Kodshim Laila, then the Chacham would not prohibit him from sending his karbanos, in this case the karban Pesach, because if he was vavato the mitzvah karban Pesach, he's chayav kares. So clearly from this din that Reb Shimon says that an onen ein mishaleach karbanosov, even a karban Pesach, we see clearly that he holds that the isra achila balayla is midaraisa, and therefore they weren't matir him to send a shliach. And that contradicts the first brisa that says in the name of Reb Shimon that aninus laila is only drabbanon. So the Gemara answers that from this Braisa you cannot prove that Reb Shimon holds Aninus Laila's Doraisa low, because Reb Shimon here is not talking about the Karban Pesach. He's talking about Kol Karbanos Lebarmi Pesach. As far as Karban Pesach is concerned, we'd be makriv on his behalf through a shliach, and he could eat the Pesach Balaila as we saw the Mishnah Pesachim. And Reb Shimon holds that Aninus Laila is only Drabon, and therefore we'd be matir for Pesach. We said that the Braisa indicates that Aninus Laila is Doraisa. No, we're just talking about other Karbonos. As far as Karban Pesach is concerned, certainly, since Laila, Aninus Laila is the Rabbanah, therefore the Rabbanah were matir, for the sake of the great mitzvah of Karban Pesach. But at the end of the day, Rav Shimon holds that Aninus Laila is only Drabonon against Rabbi Yehuda in the Braisa. Now at this point, the Gemara is going to bring a Braisa in which Rav Shimon says Mefurash that an Onain cannot bring his Karban Pesach. And Bli Neder will cover this in the next year.